It is April 19th, 2005. Bill Kelly and I are meeting with Athletic Director Tom Beckett in his Ray Tompkins House office to talk about golf. Play has already begun this spring for the 111th year at Yale. For the last 79 years, golf has been played at a university facility. However, from 1895 to 1912, Yale golfers played on rented land where Albertus Magnus College is now located. Yale Law Professor Theodore Woolsey and New Haven businessman Justin Hotchkiss had started the New Haven Golf Club, but it soon became the Yale Golf Club because Yale student play was so heavy that there were few tee times left for townies. So the townies picked up their Guttas and Haskells and built the New Haven Country Club in Hamden in 1898. Yale students were excluded from play there. Golf was not just played at the Yale Golf Club, it was played at the highest level. The Yale team won the first of its 21 intercollegiate championships in 1897, and John Reed Jr. won Yale's first individual national college championship the next year. When Harry Vardon, the Open champion, visited the Yale course in 1900, he said the greens were, quote, the best in America, end quote. But the owner of that land began selling it off, resulting in a course of only 8 holes by 1912. So the university and a group of businessmen purchased land in Orange and built the Raceburg Country Club, which was opened in 1913. 150 memberships were set aside for Yale students. Their yearly membership fee was $20. Vardon returned to the United States in 1920. He played an exhibition at Racebrook against the reigning national intercollegiate champion, Yale student Jess Sweetser. Golf increased in popularity. Racebrook added a second 18 holes in 1923. But even so, it was now the students that were having trouble getting tee times. Yale clearly needed a course of its own. The fact that an option on 160 acres of land next to Racebrook was purchased is proof of the university's resolve to do just that. The option was not exercised, however, when Yale received a gift of 700 acres of the Greist estate from Mrs. Ray Tompkins. That is where the golf course was built, and it opened this week in 1926. The Yale Golf Club, the New Haven Country Club, and the Racebrook Country Club were all designed by Robert Pride of Tayport, Scotland. But for the Ray Tompkins Memorial Site, Seth Rayner of Southampton, Long Island was chosen as architect with his mentor C.B. McDonald as consultant. In his 1928 autobiography, McDonald said, quote, "Today Yale has a classical course which is unexcelled in comparison with any inland course in this country or in Europe," end quote. Since then, there have been many improvements to the course. In-ground irrigation replaced the gravity-fed watering system. Golf carts were purchased and paths installed. No longer did a young caddy sleep in the ninth greenside bunker after a single loop on Saturday to be the first in line to get two loops on Sunday. The log cabin clubhouse was expanded and then replaced by a classic shingle-style building designed by Herb Newman. Harry Musial supervised the planting of hundreds of flowering shrubs and thousands of daffodil bulbs. But Harry also planted many evergreen trees that changed the character of several holes. He took contours out of greens to, quote, make them easier, end quote, and remove many bunkers that defined the character of those holes. Maintenance generally was let slide. 20 years ago, Masters champion Ben Crenshaw visited the course and was shocked by its condition. He immediately wrote to the Yale president, decrying the neglect and abuse, and said, quote, "How important it is to preserve such an architectural gem, not only for Yale, but for future generations of golfers," end quote. However, nothing good happened for about 9 years. But then Tom Beckett arrived. After 1 year of assessment, he set in motion a transformation of the golf course over the next decade. Tom, we're anxious to hear how you became a golfer, how you came to yale, and how you managed this resurrection and what you see for the future.